Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We are getting ready to gather together for Christmas, and our kids are going to be coming off of, you know, the school week, and we're going to be in the room with our loved ones. Some of them are elderly, compromised. And let me just tell you something. I'm 51 years old, and those middle school germs are giving me the blues. I was sick for 10 days. And I had to realize that our family had not been properly vaccinated. Sean had not gotten his flu shot. He went ahead and did that. We don't do them at the same time just because, in case, you know, we go down or get tired or hit a wall. I've got to get mine because we're going to visit my mother in Houston. And my mother and father are getting up in age. Their bodies are not prepared for elementary, middle school, and high school germs. I have to make sure that we don't go visiting our loved ones and get them sick. And so I'm talking to a lot of my families who have children with special needs, autism, like my three kids. And they say, Shaletta, it's just too hard. It's just too difficult. It's hard enough to get the kids to the doctor. And once they know that they're there to get the vaccine, it's a lot. And it's just easier not to go in. And I understand how hard and difficult it is. I remember when I took my kids to get, you know, their first vaccine, and, you know, we went to one of the lines were long. We went to one of the places at the you know, community centers, and, you know, we stood in that line. By the time the kids got up in line, they were fit to be tied. And then you pull the needle out and all hell's breaking loose. And so I was so glad to find out and to share the information about the sensory friendly vaccine clinics that were going on that Children's of Minnesota were having, right? In conjunction with some of our community partners, the Autism Society of Minnesota being one, so that the nurses are trained. The lights are dim. There's some fidgets in the room. Everybody knows that the children coming in have a special need. And so when I found out that there was another one going on Wednesday, just in time for everybody to get out of school and everybody be safe before they hit the road and they go and spend time with their loved ones that they don't normally see, I was like, okay, get me Abby Kniest. She is the RN clinical supervisor at Children's Minnesota, and she is going to tell me about this sensory-friendly vaccine clinic happening in St. Paul on Wednesday with the Autism Society of Minnesota and the Multicultural Autism Action Network. Thank you so much, Abby, for being here.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Shaletta.
Now, talk to me about this clinic. It is going on Wednesday, the 20th. This is just in time. The kids get out of school on Friday. We are hitting the road to go see Grandma in Houston on Saturday. This is absolutely perfect. And I don't know who timed this, but it couldn't have been done at a better time.
Yeah, we actually thought that as well. So the majority of the planning does go along with the Autism Society of Minnesota and the Multicultural Autism Action Network. We work together to figure out what dates would work better for families with kids with autism or other neurodivergent diagnoses.
And so this event is going on from 9 to 4, so you can come after school. For those of us who homeschool our kids and do virtual classes, we can go throughout the day. I just appreciate this so much. It's going to be at the St. Paul Primary Care Clinic at 347 North Smith Avenue, Suite 302 in St. Paul. You can make an appointment, or, you know, we really want you to try to make an appointment. If you can, you just go. But it's all about keeping these kids and family and friends safe, especially these kids who have special needs like my babies.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Vaccines are a really important part of keeping everybody safe. There's kids out there that aren't able to get vaccines due to other medical issues. There's kids out there that their bodies don't remember the vaccines that they're getting, and so they're under vaccinated. So anybody that can come in and get a vaccine should come in and get a vaccine. That being said, getting vaccines can be really scary for kids that don't have a neurodivergent diagnosis. And so with kiddos that do respond to things differently, we need to figure out what the best and safest way is to vaccinate them, so the next time they come in, they are not completely scared of us. And if that means taking things a little bit slower, having a plan, having a narrative, those kinds of things, we are so excited and willing to do that.
And that's what I appreciate about these specialty vaccine clinics, is that everyone in there is trained. Everyone in there knows that the kids are coming in and have special needs, because my kids have autism. You can't look at them and see that they have a special need. You may think they're just having a meltdown. And the way that people handle them, sometimes I have to pull them to the side and say, hey, listen, my kids have autism. That's the reason they're behaving this way. Do you have anybody who is trained to handle children with special needs? And if so, how can I get in touch with that person? We'll wait for that person. But at an event like this, everybody there knows that the kids coming have special needs.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are very specific about the days that we pick for these vaccine events. We pick days where we know that there may be less providers in the clinic, so there's not as many other appointments going on. There's not so much kind of chaos and craziness in the clinic. And as soon as those kids walk in the door, they are greeted by somebody from either Awesome or Man. And we really, as much as we can, try and let the kiddos, the patients, run the whole entire appointment.
And that is so important, because I appreciate what you said about, my kids remember bad experiences at the doctor, and it takes a long time for them to get over that and to work as hard as you do to provide a good experience for these children. It really, really means something.
Yeah. So on December 20th, when a patient comes in, as I mentioned, that they'll be greeted by somebody from either Awesome or Man. Right as soon as they get off the elevator and check in. Just a little bit about the process. I personally will be there helping to give these vaccines, since I've been doing this with Awesome and Man for about a year now. And really, we partner with the families and the caregivers. We partner with the patient. We literally ask them, what do you like to do? What makes you feel the least nervous? When you are nervous, what helps you feel better? As soon as they walk into the room, they get some sort of sensory toy or fidget or something like that. And whether it's, you know, squishing that around, getting like what we call a buzzy bee, which is this little vibrating thing that can go where the vaccine is going to go, watching your favorite YouTube video, or some of our patients who have more sensory issues and stuff like that, we'll actually sit down and work out a narrative with them, a really nice, simple narrative, so they understand exactly what the process is going to be and when it's completed. And we have been so successful doing all these different mixes of things. And it's really amazing to watch kids get the vaccines that they need to protect themselves, to protect their families, to protect other kids. And they come out smiling and happy. And that is just amazing.
Now, I'm getting notes already from parents in my autism community, and they need to know how to register. They need to know where to go because, you know, like I said before, appointments are strongly encouraged, but you're not going to turn anybody away who shows up. So how can they get registered so you'll have an idea of how many people are coming each and every hour?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can grab all the information off of the Children's Minnesota Facebook page. I also have a phone number that I can read off if that would be helpful.
Yes, please give that to me because I need to text. People text me while I'm doing the show like I'm not really on my job. And so I really need y'all to understand that I'm working here, okay? They're like, Shaletta, give me that phone number. Give me the website. Just
yes, okay. The phone number is 651-220-6700. We do have appointments still available for the 20th starting at 9 o'clock. Just let whoever is helping you out, let them know that you want to register your child for the autism vaccination event. Normally, we do, for these other vaccine events, we only allow current patients. However, these are so special and so specific that we want anybody to be able to come. So even if you haven't been to Children's Minnesota before, that's totally okay. They'll just get a little bit of extra information. The one thing that I ask is if the kiddo needs more than just COVID or flu, that when you come, you bring your other vaccine records so we can ensure that the patient is getting the vaccines that they need.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so important. Bring those vaccine records. Bring those babies. Make that call. If you have a child with special needs, this is specifically for our children. And the one thing that I appreciate, Abby, about what you all are doing is when you have kids with special needs, we're always last. We're the last to get on the playground. We're the last to go to lunch. We're the last to get to the classroom. We're the last to leave. Our bus is always the last bus pulling up, you know, and we don't get to go on the playground until everybody else has played. We don't get to go to lunch until everybody else is eating. And Children's Minnesota is putting our kids first. And I just have to say on behalf of moms and dads who have kids with autism that we really appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. That means so much to me to hear that. Like I said, I've been doing this for about a year, and it truly has been an experience that has changed my life as a nurse. I have made relationships with caregivers and parents, the things that we have received. And, you know, to me, I feel like this is kind of simple. Like, we just gave you extra time and gave you vaccine and sent you on your way. But it has been so meaningful to families. I also want to say this is the first time that we've had anything like this here in Minnesota that includes all of the vaccines, not just COVID and flu. And so if anybody is feels like their kiddo is behind on any vaccines, schools are really cracking down now on the childhood vaccines and stuff. And so, you know, bring them in and we'll get them all caught up so they don't have to miss any more school.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Abby, thank you so much for being on the show. Happy holidays, and we appreciate all this work that you're doing for our kids.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Please, again, if anybody has any questions or anything like that, call that phone number. Look on the Facebook page. My name is Abby. You can call and leave a message for me if you have any questions specifically about the event, anything like that, and I will answer them as quickly as I can.
Well, thank you so much. We will chat with you soon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
We are getting ready to gather together for Christmas, and our kids are going to be coming off of, you know, the school week, and we're going to be in the room with our loved ones. Some of them are elderly, compromised. And let me just tell you something. I'm 51 years old, and those middle school germs are giving me the blues. I was sick for 10 days. And I had to realize that our family had not been properly vaccinated. Sean had not gotten his flu shot. He went ahead and did that. We don't do them at the same time just because, in case, you know, we go down or get tired or hit a wall. I've got to get mine because we're going to visit my mother in Houston. And she, look, my mother and father are getting up in age. Their bodies are not prepared for elementary, middle school, and high school germs. I have to make sure that we don't go visiting our loved ones and get them sick. And so I'm talking to a lot of my families who have children with special needs, autism, like my three kids. And they say, Shaletta, it's just too hard. It's just too difficult. It's hard enough to get the kids to the doctor. And once they know that they're there to get the vaccine, it's a lot. And it's just easier not to go in. And I understand how hard and difficult it is. I remember when I took my kids to get, you know, their first vaccine, and, you know, we went to one of the lines were long. We went to one of the places at the you know, community centers, and, you know, we stood in that line, and by the time the kids got up in line, they were fit to be tied. And then you pull the needle out and all hell's breaking loose. And so I was so glad to find out and to share the information about the sensory friendly vaccine clinics that were going on that Children's of Minnesota were having, right? In conjunction with some of our community partners, the Autism Society of Minnesota being one. So that the nurses are trained, the lights are dim, there's some fidgets in the room. Everybody knows that the children coming in have a special need. And so when I found out that there was another one going on Wednesday, just in time for everybody to get out of school and everybody to be safe before they hit the road and they go and spend time with their loved ones that they don't normally see, I was like, okay, get me Abby Kniest. She is the RN clinical supervisor at Children's Minnesota, and she is going to tell me about this sensory-friendly vaccine clinic happening in St. Paul on Wednesday with the Autism Society of Minnesota and the Multicultural Autism Action Network. Thank you so much, Abby, for being here.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Shaletta.
Now, talk to me about this clinic. It is going on Wednesday, the 20th. This is just in time. The kids get out of school on Friday. We are hitting the road to go see Grandma in Houston on Saturday. This is absolutely perfect. And I don't know who timed this, but it couldn't have been done at a better time.
Yeah, we actually thought that as well. So the majority of the planning does go along with the Autism Society of Minnesota and the Multicultural Autism Action Network. We work together to figure out what dates would work better for families with kids with autism or other neurodivergent diagnoses.
And so this event is going on from 9 to 4, so you can come after school. For those of us who homeschool our kids and do virtual classes, we can go throughout the day. I just appreciate this so much. It's going to be at the St. Paul Primary Care Clinic at 347 North Smith Avenue, Suite 302 in St. Paul. You can make an appointment, or, you know, we really want you to try to make an appointment. If you can, you just go. But it's all about keeping these kids and family and friends safe, especially these kids who have special needs like my babies.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Vaccines are a really important part of keeping everybody safe. There's kids out there that aren't able to get vaccines due to other medical issues. There's kids out there that their bodies don't remember the vaccines that they're getting, and so they're under vaccinated. So anybody that can come in and get a vaccine should come in and get a vaccine. That being said, getting vaccines can be really scary for kids that don't have a neurodivergent diagnosis. And so with kiddos that do respond to things differently, we need to figure out what the best and safest way is to vaccinate them, so the next time they come in, they are not completely scared of us. And if that means taking things a little bit slower, having a plan, having a narrative, those kinds of things, we are so excited and willing to do that.
And that's what I appreciate about these specialty vaccine clinics, is that everyone in there is trained. Everyone in there knows that the kids are coming in and have special needs, because my kids have autism. You can't look at them and see that they have a special need. You may think they're just having a meltdown. And the way that people handle them, sometimes I have to pull them to the side and say, hey, listen, my kids have autism. That's the reason they're behaving this way. Do you have anybody who is trained to handle children with special needs? And if so, how can I get in touch with that person? We'll wait for that person. But at an event like this, everybody there knows that the kids coming have special needs.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are very specific about the days that we pick for these vaccine events. We pick days where we know that there may be less providers in the clinic, so there's not as many other appointments going on. There's not so much kind of chaos and craziness in the clinic. And as soon as those kids walk in the door, they are greeted by somebody from either Awesome or Man. And we really, as much as we can, try and let the kiddos, the patients, run the whole entire appointment.
And that is so important, because I appreciate what you said about, my kids remember bad experiences at the doctor, and it takes a long time for them to get over that and to work as hard as you do to provide a good experience for these children. It really, really means something.
Yeah. So on December 20th, when a patient comes in, as I mentioned, that they'll be greeted by somebody from either Awesome or Man. Right as soon as they get off the elevator and check in. Just a little bit about the process. I personally will be there helping to give these vaccines, since I've been doing this with Awesome and Man for about a year now. And really, we partner with the families and the caregivers. We partner with the patient. We literally ask them, what do you like to do? What makes you feel the least nervous? When you are nervous, what helps you feel better? As soon as they walk into the room, they get some sort of sensory toy or fidget or something like that. And whether it's, you know, squishing that around, getting like what we call a buzzy bee, which is this little vibrating thing that can go where the vaccine is going to go, watching your favorite YouTube video, or some of our patients who have more sensory issues and stuff like that, we'll actually sit down and work out a narrative with them, a really nice, simple narrative, so they understand exactly what the process is going to be and when it's completed. And we have been so successful doing all these different mixes of things. And it's really amazing to watch kids get the vaccines that they need to protect themselves, to protect their families, to protect other kids. And they come out smiling and happy. And that is just amazing.
Now, I'm getting notes already from parents in my autism community, and they need to know how to register. They need to know where to go because, you know, like I said before, appointments are strongly encouraged, but you're not going to turn anybody away who shows up. So how can they get registered so you'll have an idea of how many people are coming each and every hour?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can grab all the information off of the Children's Minnesota Facebook page. I also have a phone number that I can read off if that would be helpful.
Yes, please give that to me because I need to text. People text me while I'm doing the show like I'm not really on my job. And so I really need y'all to understand that I'm working here. Okay. They're like, Shaletta, give me that phone number. Give me the website. Just
Yes. Okay. The phone number is 651-220-6700. We do have appointments still available for the 20th starting at 9 o'clock. Just let whoever is helping you out, let them know that you want to register your child for the autism vaccination event. Normally, we do for these other vaccine events, we only allow current patients. However, these are so special and so specific that we want anybody to be able to come. So even if you haven't been to Children's Minnesota before, that's totally okay. They'll just get a little bit of extra information. The one thing that I ask is if the kiddo needs more than just COVID or flu, that when you come, you bring your other vaccine records so we can ensure that the patient is getting the vaccines that they need.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so important. Bring those vaccine records. Bring those babies. Make that call. If you have a child with special needs, this is specifically for our children. And the one thing that I appreciate, Abby, about what you all are doing is when you have kids with special needs, we're always last. We're the last to get on a playground. We're the last to go to lunch. We're the last to get to the classroom. We're the last to leave. Our bus is always the last bus pulling up, you know, and we don't get to go on the playground until everybody else has played. We don't get to go to lunch until everybody else is eating. And Children's Minnesota is putting our kids first. And I just have to say on behalf of moms and dads who have kids with autism that we really appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. That means so much to me to hear that. Like I said, I've been doing this for about a year, and it truly has been an experience that has changed my life as a nurse. I have made relationships with caregivers and parents, the things that we have received. And, you know, to me, I feel like this is kind of simple. Like, we just gave you extra time and gave you vaccine and sent you on your way. But it has been so meaningful to families. I also want to say this is the first time that we've had anything like this here in Minnesota that includes all of the vaccines, not just COVID and flu. And so if anybody is feels like their kiddo is behind on any vaccines, schools are really cracking down now on the childhood vaccines and stuff. And so, you know, bring them in and we'll get them all caught up so they don't have to miss any more school.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Abby, thank you so much for being on the show. Happy holidays, and we appreciate all this work that you're doing for our kids.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Please, again, if anybody has any questions or anything like that, call that phone number. Look on the Facebook page. My name is Abby. You can call and leave a message for me if you have any questions specifically about the event, anything like that, and I will answer them as quickly as I can.
Well, thank you so much. We will chat with you soon.